Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addis, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Well, Melody.
Well, prior to the program beginning, we were talking about Obamacare, and I told Al that my insurance has gone up 60%. And I was looking for my form that told me this, along with a decrease in deductible or increase in deductible, and kind of got me a little hot underneath the collar right before the program. But I mean, these people ought to be thrown in jail, and it's just criminal.
Well, we're working on
just
that. That's
criminal.
What those people are talking about.
Well, you know what? Yeah. But it's just criminal what they have done, and it's a little bit harder of a fix than what everyone thinks.
This can't be fixed. This is stupid.
Well,
it's like
yes,
they
it's
say,
stupid.
You can't fix stupid. They're increasing premiums by 60% is evidence of stupid, all right? And decreasing
61,
or increasing
66.
The deductible, it's more evidence. This thing is fundamentally flawed. The fundamental premises that they argue to sell this thing are nonsensical.
But you know what irritates me? And I don't mean this. I mean, I donate plenty and so forth to the food, local food banks and all that kind of stuff. What irritates me is my rates went up 61%, and it's just not my insurance that I'm paying for. It's people I don't even know. It's for people. And it how much of that is going to other programs and not just my insurance. And that's what irritates me. I mean, it's...
Well, we're going to work on that, Melody. What they're planning to do is after Hillary gets in, the people that you're supporting with your 61%, she's going to move them into your home so you can get to know them. And you can also pay for their food. Maybe their clothing. How about that? Got a car they can use?
You know, it's being forced upon us. That's what I hate.
Yeah, it's not reasonable. It's not reasonable. It's not fair. It's kind of, and it's just, you know.
I've had nothing but problems. Nothing but problems since.
But have you had any health problems?
No.
Well, you see, it's working.
Is that
you're paying the extra 60%, but it's keeping you healthy. You don't even have to see a doctor. Next year, we may have to raise it by another 60%, but it'll keep you healthier, even healthier than you are now.
Well, I am debating whether I'm going to keep it or not. It's just, you know, it's just pathetic. And anyway, that's what you have to look forward to, those of you who have health insurance. And I know there's a Christian program out there that's supposed to be very good and so forth. And it's great, you know, for young and healthy. But, you know, when you get to a certain age, problems do happen. And I'm not quite... But then again, you have the death panel with Obamacare anyway, so what difference does it make, right? So the key thing is stay healthy as long as possible. Keep working and eat proper and exercise. Right, Alfred?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, let's get to
it. We could probably start selling a diet and exercise manual.
Along with your gold and silver coins, we'll include it for free. It'll be a little bonus. Hey, gold gave us a little bit of a bonus today. It was up $5.90. A lot of pressure in the early morning trade. Had a low of $12.89, popped back $13.03.40, up $5.90. Silver, it's still down 14 cents, but $18.42. Platinum was up 4 at 997, and palladium was down 11 at 621. The USDX today was down 0.22 at 97.14, and crude oil was still down 0.69 at 44.65. And the paper markets today, pressure on those. The Dow was down 28 points. 17,930, so 2 days in a row, it closed below 18. The NASDAQ was down 47 at 5,058, and the second day the S&P was down below 21 at 2,088, down 9.28 points. 10-year yield pop 0.01 at 181%. Japan was down big again, almost 2%, and Asia, the rest of Asia and European markets also were lower, and the extreme fear factor continues to drop. We are now looking at 14. 14 for the extreme fear on what emotion is driving the market in the fear and greed index. There was, our dollar was weaker today, and there was an announcement. The British court today ruled that the government needs parliamentary approval to start the process of leaving the European Union. And, of course, that could delay the plans of the Prime Minister, Theresa May, on her Brexit plan that was to be initiated, I guess, in March of next year. The government said it would appeal against the High Court ruling, and Britain's Supreme Court is expected to consider the case early next month. A spokeswoman for May said that the Prime Minister still planned to launch talks on the terms of Brexit by the end of March, and we have no intention of letting this derail our timetable. You did have the pound rise, and based on this information, because now they're looking for a softer, you know, it's going to be a soft Brexit, not a hard Brexit scenario. And what's interesting is that the government's policy, the lawmakers are now able to temper the government's policies, making it less likely that the government would opt for a hard Brexit, a scenario in which it would prioritize tight controls on immigration over remaining in the European single market. The High Court ruled that the government needs Parliament's backing to trigger the Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty, the formal step needed to start the process. So it's interesting because now you basically can have Parliament delay or change the Brexit agenda. The judges laid out what they can and can't do. And it will require an act of Parliament. So in theory, the Parliament could block Brexit, as most of the lawmakers supported staying in the EU in the referendum back in June. There are some observers that expect that outcome, and a Reuters survey last month suggested that they would still back Brexit, but it's interesting because here you have the people who wanted something, and now, you know, they'll probably get really you know, the big motivation behind their desire of wanting to be distant from the European Union is now being changed. And I think immigration was a big step of what they wanted.
Immigration control.
And so here you have the parliament that'll change it. So,
well, the interesting thing about it is a referendum is something that's performed by the public. And the idea behind the referendum is if the public votes for something, then you get it. But what they're saying, this is what the English Supreme Court is saying essentially, is no, just because you people voted for something that you were supposed to get if you voted for it, there are other things involved here, and we're going to put this back. We're going to give more control to the parliament, whatever. They are defying the definition of referendum in the first place. They're saying, oh, yeah, we believe in democracy, only not for the majority of the people. We believe in democracy for the parliament. They get to vote. They get to control. And you other people, it's nice that you take an interest, but your votes really don't count for all that much. That's the implication here, or at least that's an interpretation of what these what these reports may mean. And it's not surprising. You know, same thing goes in this country. Who's going to vote for Hillary? Who's going to vote for Trump? And it's like Stalin said, a Russian dictator, when he said it's not important who votes, it's important who counts the votes. And what they're trying to do is make sure that Parliament or whoever, or the courts, or somebody in government counts the votes, and therefore it's not important what the people vote for, what they vote against. I'm not, you know, it may be that the people in Great Britain are having second thoughts about Brexit, or maybe they're saying, yay, even more people would support that vote if it were taken today. But the larger point is they should be allowed, even if it turns out to be a bad idea, the public should be allowed to have its referendum, have it enacted quickly, all right, and be gone. Get out of Brexit. And if it works out badly, well, maybe they can get back in. Or maybe they'll learn a lesson. Or maybe they'll teach us all a powerful lesson. But this business where the public votes for one thing and the government in its infinite wisdom says, no, we're not going to give you what you voted for, it's the same sort of thing that's infuriating people about Hillary Clinton and her candidacy. And we saw evidence of it in the Republican Party too. They tried, the Republican establishment did everything they could, say, I don't care if the public wants that idiot Trump, we're going to put an establishment candidate in there. Nobody cares about what the public wants. They have to deal with us because we're armed. They have to give us some lip service, but so far as I can see, only because we are armed. We are potentially dangerous, and therefore, they don't want to, but they do have to give us a little lip service. But just the same, in the hearts of government, where do we find evidence that the government is representing the best interests of the average people in this country? Anybody see that? I don't. No.
No, not, anyway, not when your insurance premiums go up 60%.
So far. So far.
So far.
If Hillary Clinton increases the interest rate by another 0.25% next month, you may get another 60% tacked onto your health care.
60? I mean, you've heard of these stories of insurance premiums going up, and until you get your own and see how much it went up. It's just infuriating. Here's an interesting article, I thought, and the thing that I thought was interesting is the timeline. Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest bank, is among roughly a dozen large European lenders that face higher capital requirements when new banking rules come into force in the coming years. This is from Reuters. The assessment has been made by Basel Committee of Supervisors, which is in the process of negotiating stricter bank capital rules, due to be finalized in January and come into force in 2019. And, of course, their reasoning is to avoid a repeat of the financial crisis. Now, the article goes on and talks about how this could put further challenges to Deutsche Bank and, you know, because of the fine of the U.S. and so forth. But what I thought was interesting about this is the timeline. We know legislation is always written and approved prior to some major crisis. And this is to be finalized in January and come into force in 2019. Well, they're not going to require these higher capital requirements before a financial crisis, because we look at what's going on when you have negative rates and all the debt. I mean, they can't get their economy started, and then, you know, these banks are about ready to fail anyway, particularly Deutsche Bank. So actually, to me, I think these rules, they'll be finalized in January, but they're going to be coming into force after a repeat of a financial crisis. So I'm thinking, you know, this is to be, you know, mandated for, you know, something that is, they're preparing. The Basel Committee of Supervisors are preparing for something to, they're expecting something to happen within the next 2 years.
Well, I wouldn't say, to me, if they go into effect in January.
No, they're finalizing it. They're going into force in 2019.
Well,
they're
okay, finalizing. But what happens if the crisis happens before 2019?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Can these rules be implemented?
Why do they want stricter bank capital rules when the world's banks are in the condition that they are? So they would want stricter bank capital rules after. They would want these things to go into effect after the crisis, and they'll have it all ready to go once the crisis happens. Why would they want to protect Deutsche Banks? I mean, they're bankrupt. Why would they want to go in and have them raise capital, their requirements, when they're already ready to go under, was my point.
Well, I don't have an answer for you.
So I thought that was interesting that they actually have this timeline in 2019.
I think it's interesting that they keep thinking they can reason their way out of this mess. My position on it has been this way for a long time. What we are facing is the problem of a fiat debt-based monetary system. And nobody wants to deal with that problem, but everybody has some idea that they can paper it over by passing another new law, and somehow we will manage to hold this thing together and we'll make the fiat debt-based monetary system work no matter how stupid it is. It's like mounting wings on a whale. We're going to teach that whale to fly. And we need the wings we mounted, they weren't big enough. We need bigger wings. And then instead of having two wings, we need four or six or eight or ten. But I'm telling you, I don't think you're going to make that whale fly. I don't think there's any way you can graft enough wings on the whale to make the whale fly. Right? And that's what they're trying to do, graft wings on a whale and convince everyone that the system is going to work and we're all going to live happily ever after and it's going to be great for the whole world. No, it's not. What's going to be great for the whole world is when we go back to an asset-based monetary system where you can't spin paper dollars out of thin air. You can't produce any more paper dollars than you have gold to back them up. Don't have any gold, don't have any money.
Well, this reminds me of prior to the collapse of 2008, they changed all the bankruptcy laws. It wasn't to prevent bankruptcies from happening. It was there to go into effect after the bankruptcies had already started happening, and that's what this reminds me of. This is something that they're coming into effect for after we have the world's system adjustments. And so
a reset. The polite word is reset.
That sounds much better
The other word that we could use that is synonymous with reset, it's catastrophe. We could have a reset or we could have a catastrophe. It really means the same thing in both instances, but the fact that they're passing laws in anticipation of a reset and or a catastrophe is evidence that they think the end is near. Mm-hmm. All right. They're not passing us because they think we might have trouble 50 or 100 years from now. They see something coming. They're betting that we're going to see the problem shortly. They're doing what they can to prepare for it. I'm Alfred Addisk with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and we will be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, do you have a preference on what we do next, or would you like me to choose?
Well, I do want to tell the listeners to make sure they visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And we got some great prices. A lot of folks took advantage of the Mint State 64 $20 gold piece special that we've been running. We also had a great special on those 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. Tremendous buys. So everyone is very, very pleased, and I'll have a new special coming tomorrow, so make sure you stay tuned, but give us a call. You might get it early, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
An article from Business Insider. Glenn Beck, it's quoting Mr. Beck, saying, Glenn Beck, the race is over. Donald Trump should win by 5 points. Glenn Beck on Monday predicted that the FBI's renewed investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server would deliver the presidential election to Donald Trump. Beck said, let's just say he was 8 points. That was fair to say, 8 points behind last week. He should win by 5 points. Beck later added, how can the next president face a possible collapsing economy, possible war with Russia, and a current war with ISIS, and also be under FBI investigation and indictment? Can't. That was Mr. Beck's opinion. The conservative personality called the latest FBI revelation the greatest gift given to any candidate of all time in the history of America, and added that if Clinton still managed to win, it would be akin to proof to proof that magic exists.
Black
or in
magic.
In my opinion, it would be proof that vote fraud and election rigging is widespread and effective. I appreciate Mr. Beck's prediction, and I hope he's right. I hope Trump wins, but I don't trust his prediction. I will not believe Hillary has lost the election until Trump has been officially declared the winner. I may not believe Hillary has lost the election until she's at least indicted and probably convicted of one or more of her many crimes. Hillary and Bill are like recurring cancer. Even if the doctor says the cancer is gone, you can't be sure it won't reappear at any moment. So, in any case, Glenn Beck thinks this is a done deal. I'm not sure that's true. I don't trust Hillary. I don't believe any of this stuff. I won't believe any of it until probably the Tuesday after next Tuesday. I might believe it by then, but I'll still be wary for the first week or so after the election.
Well, you know, I would think with all that's going on that, I mean, it would be a shoo-in for Trump. But yet, you read people's comments, and I'm not talking mainstream media. I'm talking you talk to people, you read their comments, and they just still like Hillary. They don't want Trump. And it just baffles me.
Yeah.
It's like, what is wrong with these people? Well, I just don't like Trump. And that's what it's come down to. It doesn't even matter what either one has done. It's whether you like the one or the other.
Yeah, I know.
And particularly on the Democrat
likeability
side.
Factor.
Yeah. No. And the Democrats have proved. But Hillary's not even likable.
Well, it depends on whether you know her personally or you believe the image you see on TV. What you hear about her from people who know her on a personal level is she is hell on wheels. All right? Cussing everybody, throwing things, whatever. But she gets on and she's been making a good presentation, a good appearance on the videos and TV and whatever, and she seems to be smiling all the time. You know, one of the things about it, you know, I don't remember, somebody said this years ago, if you keep smiling through what's going on here, you just don't understand the circumstances. And there's a point that, what is she smiling about? What is she smiling about? This country is in as much trouble as it's probably ever been. And we have congressmen all over. They know that the public likes to see smiley people. Oh, let's vote for him or her. They smile a lot. You know, Ayn Rand, she made the comment in one of her novels, maybe Atlas Shrugged, I don't remember. She said, if you want to see smiling people, go to the Nut House. Everybody in the Nut House is always laughing and smiling. Everything's funny to the people in the Nut House. People who understand what's going on typically have a more serious countenance. And it may not be, you know, it may be that you don't want to hang out with these people, but they're the ones you need to run your country and address problems as they come up. Everybody's happy. Joe Biden's happy. Barack Obama's happy. Hillary's happy. Congress is happy. The Senate is happy. The Supreme Court judges are happy. Everybody, the happiest kingdom of them all, right there in Washington, D.C. It's a bunch of crap. You understand? And nevertheless, we are caught in a world where a significant number of people, roughly half this country, is willing to vote for a candidate simply on the basis of likability and smiliness. Huh? I don't know. And you can't blame the politicians for taking advantage of the American people. Because the American people, at least a sizable proportion of the population, insists on their right to be as dumb as a box of doorknobs. I'm an American and I'm entitled to be stupid. No, you're not. And on top of which, if you continue to behave in a way that's stupid, eventually it's going to catch up with you. And if you have a history of being stupid, you will be totally unprepared to deal with the consequences of your own stupidity. This is not a game. This is not a game. Important things are at stake here, and they include your life and your future and your children's lives and futures. and they're here. Right? This election is going to make a big difference. I'm not saying that the end of the world is not going to end or continue based on this election, but it's still going to make a big difference. And if we get this wrong, we're going to get a lot more pain and aggravation than we will probably get anyway. Even if we get it right, we're going to get a bunch of pain and aggravation. But if we get it wrong, it'll be worse. Right? We really are. We are left to choose. We're left with a choice that is not that pleasant for anyone. But we've earned it. We've earned it. We've trusted Congress to run up the debt, run up the deficit. We've trusted our congressmen and our senators and our presidents. They smile at us. They look like they're such great people.
Yeah, but the people never voted them out. But that's what always baffles me. They continue to vote the same people in, day out, just year after year.
Well, that's the problem. We'd be dumb. You know, a fundamental problem with this country is not that government is corrupt, but the problem is that we be dumb. Speaking, you know, as the body politic, too many morons. Too many morons. And, you know, you can't, if we're going to do stupid things as a people, on one level, you can't blame the government politicians for taking advantage of that stupidity. I mean, they have to look and understand that everybody wants to vote for somebody who's smiling like a congenital moron. And so they behave like congenital morons. That's how they get elected. Sit around with a big grin on their face and everything's just fun. You know, I don't. It's one of those things where our fault is not in our stars, Horatio. It's in ourselves. And we do have lots of faults. One of the biggest ones is probably that virtually none of us actually read the Constitution, understand what it means. It's not that huge a document. It's not that complex. It could be understood. We don't do it. If we did, we would perhaps fight for it.
It's not even that, Al, I don't believe. I mean, that's correct. But just like Obamacare, we sit there and we take it. We sit there and those that are, you know, responsible pay for it. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to send you your money. And we're going to go without insurance. Mm-hmm. If 10% of the population just didn't send, you know, said, you know, or 20% of the people
finish it off.
It would finish it off.
Yeah, it'd be gone.
It'd be done. They'd have to come up with something. But we don't. We obediently do what we're supposed to do. That's, you know, and we are so spread out. It's very difficult to get any type of an organized grassroots type movement, so to speak.
Yeah, but we're seeing something with Trump and the movement that's formed around him. It's evidence that there's a lot of people that agree with what we're saying on this program, and they actually are acting to do something. But trying to do the right thing, and it's tough given the candidates we have to work with, but just the same, there's one candidate that may work out pretty decently. There's another one that strikes me as nothing but wicked.
But it's going to be years.
I mean, not just a problem, not just a disagreement. She's a leftist, I'm not. It's not just that. This is a question of wickedness. Right? And the woman makes my skin crawl. And still we have a bunch of people, a lot of people, that say, no, she's the best thing since, you know, sliced bread. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm sure they don't understand how I can be so negative about Hillary Clinton, and I guarantee you I can't understand how anybody can be positive about her. But here we are. So, hooray for the democracy.
As I mentioned earlier, I'm not even so sure that they're so positive on Hillary. They're just so negative on Trump.
Well.
And I get it, but.
I don't really understand. Trump is certainly, he's no, He's not a real prize. He is not. This is not the Messiah. This is not John Wayne or George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. At least not so far. Doesn't look like he's going to, you know, fill any of those shoes. But he hasn't murdered anybody. Nobody's alleged that. Hillary and her husband, I mean her husband, there were 26 people back in the 1990s. Congressman Dannemeyer out of California identified 26 people that had been associated with the Clintons who had died under mysterious or violent circumstances. And again, I don't know, 26 people died in my lifetime, and that includes my parents and my grandparents. Add them all up. I don't know, 26. But they had 26 that died under mysterious or violent circumstances, and the number has increased since then. There's the problem with Vince Foster, who showed up dead in a Washington, D.C. park without any mud on his shoes when the ground was wet and muddy, and his shoes were clean as a whistle. It was as if someone carried him into the park, and it was alleged, what, a suicide?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are at least rumors, and I don't like to get into the rumors particularly, but I have to admit they're there, that Hillary had some sort of sexual relationship with Vince Foster. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the rumors were at least there. Suppose they're true. What really happened there? And one of the things that disturbs me about that is I remember seeing this. The day after Vince Foster's body was discovered, Bill Clinton was interviewed, and on one of his interviews he said, "We may never know what happened or who killed him or what exactly happened there." He was supposedly a good friend of Bill Clinton's. If I were president of the United States and one of my good friends died, and he was a friend who was working in the White House to some degree, I guarantee you, and I had access, I had control of the FBI and whatever else, whatever the CIA, whatever, I guarantee you I would not be admitting within 24 hours that we may never know what happened. I would find out what was happening, because whatever happened to him might happen to me. If for only that reason, I guarantee you I would put every man in the FBI, man and woman in the FBI, they would be busy trying to find out what happened to Vince Foster. And I guarantee the CIA would spend more than a little bit of time trying to figure out what happened to Vince Foster, and I certainly would not be admitting within 24 hours of the man's death that, gee, we may never know what happened. I don't know what happened, all right? I don't know what happened. I have my suspicions, but my suspicion is that he was killed by Bill Clinton. Right? And Hillary is perhaps, you know, an accomplice to this, or maybe that whole idea is nonsensical. But how is it we don't know? Same thing with 9/11. What really happened at 9/11? Same thing with the Warren Commission and John F. Kennedy's death. What really happened down there? Did anyone ever find out and report it to the public? What happened at the Murrah Building in Oklahoma City? We have problems in this country that are enormous, and there is more than ample evidence to suggest that someone has committed an enormous crime. 3,000 Americans died in the 9/11 attack. And I'll guarantee you there's no credible explanation for what happened on that attack that's been promoted by the government in now, what, 15 years, something like that? There is something deeply wrong. It's like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton right now is accused of crime after crime after crime after crime. There's a video that came out today that alleges they found evidence in the new WikiLeaks email that Hillary Clinton was involved in some child pedophile ring. All right, there's more besides that. But how does this happen? I look at this, and I have a hard time believing it, because this is not the America I grew up believing in. I may have been a fool to believe in it, but I believe there was something decent, wholesome, and pure about this country. And here we have Hillary allegedly committing offense after offense after offense after crime after crime after treason. And how does she get away with it for decades? This didn't just happen in the last couple days. She's been getting away with murder, at least on a figurative basis, for a couple of decades. How's that happen? It happens because the government itself is corrupt from top to bottom. It couldn't happen. Hillary can't be the crook she's portrayed to be unless the government itself is a criminal enterprise. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. Here's an article from Bloomberg. The headline is December Fed hike odds approach 80% as traders pivot to payrolls. They're talking about the Federal Reserve hiking the interest rate in December. They're not doing it this month. Got an election this month, but as soon as we get that election out of the way, and apparently the odds in Wall Street, the traders are they're betting 80% probability that the interest rate goes up next month, and they're probably right. The 78% probability traders are assigning to a rate hike is up from 68% on Tuesday. Now that's interesting, and it's even, I mean, it makes you wonder, what are we reading here? It was 68% believed it was going to be in December on Tuesday, and 78% believe it's going to be in December on Wednesday. I guess that can be just a reflection of the fact that Janet Yellen did not raise the interest rate on Wednesday, and I suppose that explains the 10-point jump. And I don't doubt that, you know, I don't doubt that they are correct about this, that next month we should see it. But what will that mean? What will it cause to happen? Last December, they raised it a quarter of a point in December, and in January, the stock market took a dive, and price of gold began to jump by 21%. Quarter of a percent, that's what it did last year. What do you think it'll do this year? Now, a lot of people can sit back and say, well, we had a big overreaction last year, but we're more sensible now, and we won't have that overreaction this year, and that may be correct. It may also be that after last year's reaction, this year's reaction may be twice as big. there is something bizarre about the world, where we can have these reactions and overreactions. How are they even possible? Can't our markets be determined by something more than just popular sentiment and what Janet Yellen said or hinted at in the last 30 days? Isn't there something else? I mean, and how can a lousy 0.25% interest rate cause the stock market to fall, I don't know how many hundred points last December, and maybe fall how many hundreds of points this coming January after a December increase of 0.25%? 0.25%? It's a triviality. And yet probably it determined the economic foundation for this year, at least the first half of this year, was set by the Fed increased the interest rate by 0.25%. This should not be happening, except that we are in a system that is so unstable right now. The people who look at it and try to understand it realize maybe you have to play this game, but there's no way you can accurately predict what's coming next. The whole thing is fragile, it's unstable, it's unpredictable, and subject to overreaction. And when do we have an overreaction that's big enough to collapse the whole system? I don't know. But it's one of those things we can look at and we can wonder and we can sit back and say, you know, this could happen at any time. And the next point, though, is how did we get here? How did we get into a situation where a lousy 0.25% might be an increase in the interest rate? Might be enough to crash the stock markets and cause gold to jump by 20%. How can that be possible? And the answer is because a bunch of people who should have known better, and probably did, but were engaged in treason. They were more interested in destroying this country or exploiting this country than they were in protecting it. They said, I know, let's have a fiat debt-based monetary system. It'll be cool. We'll have a lot of power. We'll gain a bunch of power. The public will lose their wealth and their rights. We'll destroy this country, but so what? It'll be good for us, whoever they are, whoever advanced that. Somebody's got to be held accountable for this. Somebody's got to be, and we should be looking and trying to understand who is responsible, who got us into this mess in the first place. And we are not innocent because we've played the fool and had a good time doing it. But we need to stop playing the fool, and part of that requires that when we find out who's responsible for this, we will not be satisfied with merely giving them a slap on the wrist. Because if that's all we give them, they'll do it again. We're going to have to nail their hides to the wall. We're going to catch them, find them, figure out who they are, and make them pay for the crimes they've committed against this nation.
There were a couple of reports out today, Al, that, well, tomorrow you have the non-farm payroll growth, so I'm assuming that will be sky high with the election to get Hillary. Another false report. We'll see where that one comes in at. I think they're looking at around 175,000, I believe, is the estimate that they're projecting for non-farm payrolls. So we'll see for October. So we'll see what that comes in at. And today you had the ISM non-manufacturing index that hit 54.8 in October. And that's actually down 54.8 in October from 57.1 just a month earlier. So this is data from the Institute for Supply Management on Thursday. So again, this isn't a number that is, you know, reflective of a great economy. And you know, again, it seems like all the reports that are reflective of a great economy, they're all lies. They're all bogus. Mm-hmm. And you put them all together, and again, it's just doesn't support what they're talking about, but we'll have those numbers tomorrow on the non-farm payrolls tomorrow.
I'm not sure that those numbers are going to be as positive as you suppose. I think the establishment
they're not going to be negative.
Well, I think the establishment, I'm only guessing here, and I don't know what the truth of the matter is, and we'll find out tomorrow, but I am speculating that the powers that be have said, Hillary, you're more trouble than you're worth. We're going to let you go down. I don't think they're going to support her anymore.
If that was,
I think they're going to let this stuff come out because imagine Hillary gets elected. She'll be the first person who's ever been elected president of the United States while under indictment or nearly indictment for criminal activity. She is going to be so badly wounded politically. What is she going to accomplish? She can scream at the butler and the hired help in the White House, but other than that, who's going to pay any attention to her? I mean, she has been wounded to the point where I don't think she could be president and be effective. And I'm suspecting that people in power, the establishment, they're just sitting back and said, fine, dump her, get rid of her, and then we'll divert heat from the establishment, and we can probably cut some deals with Trump, and we'll worry about regaining power in the next 4 years. But Hillary she's been wounded. What are we going to do? We have allegations. I talked about it a moment ago. Allegations, apparently, according to WikiLeaks, she's involved in a child pederast ring, pedophile ring.
There was an article. Right?
She's not going to survive as president.
Pat Buchanan, this was, of course, before this information was released, but he's talking about when Hillary does get elected. He says what they'll do is they'll appoint a special prosecutor. It will take years. It will take years. Just like Ken Starr, it took him years. and by then, the 4 years are up, and, they're puppet heads anyway to some degree. So, I mean, if she's willing to do their bidding, of course they would want her up there. So I'm not so sure they've cut the string from her yet.
Because
all they had to do yesterday is raise the point, a quarter point, because the stock market would have crashed yesterday. If they would have raised it a quarter point, the stock markets would have went down. And
I get that they're not doing it. I'm still saying, though, that there has been the number of videos, YouTube, television programs that are critical of Hillary are increasing. They seem to be increasing exponentially. I can't open my email account without seeing another three or four email sent to me by different people say, look at this. It's more evidence of Hillary's corruption. I've never seen anybody exposed to so many claims of corruption as Hillary Clinton. I doubt that Al Capone, in the final analysis, was exposed to as many complaints about you're a crook, you're corrupt. Well, yeah, he was on a few things.
And by no means, corrupt on everything. By no means am I sticking up for her. By no means.
I get that.
But, we got how many days left?
Well, five, maybe.
But and here's another point. Do they take it all the way down closer to the election to where she steps down and they can hold off the elections until they replace her?
No, they can't hold off the elections.
Why not? All Obama has to do is, and it's happened before in history.
It's declared in the Constitution.
No,
they aren't going to be able to pull this. Oh, Hillary's having a bad day because she's been charged with so many crimes. We need to postpone the election until everybody forgets.
No, they don't postpone her. They replace her. They replace her.
With who?
Well, you know what? Bernie Sanders would have a pretty good chance.
I think if anybody, they'd replace her with her vice president. If they, in theory, Kane, if she can't make it, her vice president ought to move up on the ticket.
Perhaps. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what works. I don't know how the DNC, if they appoint, if they can put anybody in there they want or so forth. But don't say it's not impossible. I'm not saying it's going to go on for years, but they could temporarily suspend the election for
a month or a couple
weeks.
It's easier just to say, to hell with it, let her go. All right, let her lose. And let's wash our hands and be done with it. Because she's not going to be effective in the White House. Whatever we've understood so far out of all these emails, we're going to understand more. Right now, we've only got a few days to keep reading the email until the election. After the election, we're going to have an endless amount of time to go through these emails and no telling what's going to be found. And I don't think there's going to be any good news there for Hillary. I think we'll find more and more and more. I think Hillary is mortally wounded on a political basis. And to put her into office, what could you get out of it? I don't think she can be that effective. We'll watch and see, but I think they're prepared to just say, that's it. Mm-hmm. Let her go. Let her just, you know, let the videos run. We aren't going to fix the election. Hillary, we're going to sacrifice you. Because it's a lot easier than playing some game and saying Hillary drops out 3 days before the election. I mean, what would they do about the ballots? They'd have to change all the ballots to where they removed Hillary Clinton's name. Those ballots were printed probably, who knows, a month, 2 months ago. You're going to have to get a new name on the ballot. The whole thing is just, it would be such a mess. And there would be so many conspiracy theories and so many people marching in the streets and maybe violence. And would the American people, I don't think they're in the mood to take another shot of corruption. Right? I think we're going to have an election, and no matter what happens, we're all going to get done with it. We're going to say, thank God, we at least got done with this election. But I don't think they're going to, I can't imagine that.
Well, I think we're living in a world where anything can happen.
Oh, I agree.
And that's how these, you know, the last thing
but
is.
So are they.
Could you believe?
So
and
are they.
And you're right, 4 years go by so quickly. And it would be a great time to let the system reset, let Trump take the blame for it, create any type of
Obama.
War they want. You know, and so, oh, they wouldn't blame Obama.
Well, they'll have to, probably.
Well, they don't
I mean,
have
it'll
to.
Be the. When this thing hits the fan, and I think it will in the first or second quarter of next year. They can't blame Trump because he hasn't been there long. He won't have been there long enough to cause the problems.
No, I think you're going to see.
If this thing happens, if we have a serious problem anytime soon, it will be blamed on Obama, just as Obama blamed the economic problem he got into. He blamed it on Bush. Now
if the elite want their positions back in 4 years, they will blame Trump. They've already set the scenario. They're already planting the seeds.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they won't blame Trump until 2-3 years into his administration.
Well,
Trump will be able to make a compelling argument that you blame Obama. And most people will accept it whether they like him or not. But after he's been there for 2-3 years and he hasn't had any effect, then people will be able to blame
Trump. I do look a little bit further on than just 2 or 3 years. I mean, you know, if the final outcome is going to be 2 or 3 years, what is going to be said and so forth, it doesn't really matter what's being said today. It's what final comments and the views will be. And the final will be blamed on Trump. They're already saying it. They're already saying if Trump's get elected, the market's going to crash. So
yeah, but the market's going to crash anyway.
I get that. You
like know, saying if the sun rises in the east tomorrow, the market's going to crash. Well, yeah, the sun will rise in the east. And yeah, the market will crash one of these days. But there's not necessarily a cause and effect there.
No, we know what's going to crash the market. I mean, we know that. We've been talking about it for, you know, how many years? 20-some years. And what's interesting, there was an op-ed coming out of, I think it was out of CNBC, and it was the potential economic catastrophe that no one is talking about. But the whole article was exactly what we talk about.
Yeah, I know. No, but the mainstream media is not talking about it. We've been talking about it. Hey, look. We're going to have to tell people to look tomorrow because we're out of time. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in then. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Todd the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Payment set.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.